T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Are we going to have 4 quarterbacks taken in the top 10? I will say yes to that, I think.
It shouldn't be, because there's like, I wouldn't give up the capital that it's going to take to get that high up for the 4th best quarterback.
Right.
Just not going to do it. Like, you can debate between who's 2 and 3. Yeah. When you talk about Jaden and Drake May. McCarthy is the 4th best quarterback, and I don't think he's 4th. I think Michael Penix is better than him. But as you look
at – what do you think the difference is? I just like Penix because I'm a lefty like he is. Well, no, I kind of want a left-handed quarterback in the league.
I just think Penix is better. J.J.'s a really great athlete.
Yeah.
Michael Penix is a good athlete, you know, but I know they talk about the injuries and whatever. And that's that is something that you have to view. I think Michael Penix is better than J.J. McCarthy.
Here's a question for you. If a guy is oftentimes injured early in his career, is that going to always be the case? Will he always be injured, or does he finally get to a point where he can stay healthy?
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. But I mean, sometimes blank happens, you know, and unfortunately for him, he had 2 ACLs. He injured his throwing shoulder. And everything like that. So, I mean, that's always going to hold you back when talk about the medicals. But you got the clearance from him and all those different things. But, I just don't see myself giving up. If you say you're Minnesota, you got to move up. So you got to give up 11-23 and a 1 the following year. You can give that up for the 4th best quarterback in a draft?
That'll get your coach and GM
fired. Exactly. And they got a hell of a GM. Yeah. The coach is really good, too. But they got a hell of a general manager there. I wouldn't do it. That's just me.
Dallas Turner, first defensive player off the board. Fact or fiction, Bo?
Man, that's what everybody thinks is going to happen, so I think that it may not happen.
That's right.
I think it might be a cornerback. Might be Quinyon, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go
He's
fact.
Better at his position than Dallas Turner.
And I agree with that. Right? I definitely agree with that. I don't know if the Falcons – because to me, right now, if you look at how the board is going, they look like they're the first ones that are going to take a defensive player. I don't think they take the pass rusher over the corner, though. But you're absolutely correct.
Well, we need corner.
Yeah.
And A.J. Terrell, he's got his deals up next year. I guess they'll probably tag him to keep him around because he's certainly good enough to keep around.
Yeah, no doubt about that. But
are y'all more a fan of them trying to trade back in 2 weeks?
I wouldn't mind that.
I don't understand the trade back if your guy's there.
Right.
You know, I mean.
Well, what if he could I guess it'd be a gamble that you're putting out there, but what if your guy could still be there in the teens and then you can get one?
Well,
in the
the biggest when you say that is who's your guy? You know, who's your guy? I don't know if Dallas Turner will be there. It all depends on how far you go back, you know. And then if the Falcons make a move when you're at that 8th spot, it's usually a draft day move because then a player's falling, somebody likes the player. Okay, we got to make this move to get here in front of Chicago. Maybe Roma Dunze's falling, and the Falcons don't want to take him. And say somebody in 8 wants to get up to 8 to take Roma. That's the only way that when you look at outside of the first and second picks usually. You know, that's where you see teams start moving on the day of when a guy they want starts falling.
I think this is definitely a fact. There's going to be at least 1 trade among the top 10 picks.
I think
it seems like the Patriots might be itching at 3.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. Because the thing with it is they got Jacoby for this year.
Right.
You got a new coach. he's going to be there for a minute, you know, and Gerard Mayo and Robert Kraft loves him. I can see Minnesota maybe trying to get there, you know, but I said this back in February. I was like, watch that New England at three, because they have so many damn holes. Like, you bring in a young quarterback, you ain't about it for him to throw the ball to. They have no offensive line. They have so many needs.
Right.
Offense, they're gonna be fine. Defensively, New England's gonna be fine. They got so many holes offensively that I wouldn't be shocked if they trade that three and spent everything they have on the offensive side of the ball.
All right, what we got next here? Brock Bowers, first Georgia player taken. I think so.
Yeah, it ain't even close.
It's not even close.
Yeah, it ain't close. Yeah.
He's top 10, isn't he?
Well, the top 10 player. I don't know where he's going to go, though.
Depends on what the team's priorities are.
Jets could be there. I saw some places where he's like at 14 or 15 in Indy. But Brock Bowers would be the first.
Well, as an NFL tight end, what do you like about him so much?
What's not to like about him?
Right.
Yeah, what's not to like about Brock Bowers?
Kirby say? You had better hands, but Brock's a little faster.
Yeah, but, Brock can block. Brock can play on the move. He can line up anywhere on the football field. He's tough. He's a great yak guy. I mean, the dude's a stud.
Timmy Tube Sock says you have to scheme him open, Randy.
Huh?
Hey, that's the knock on Bowers, if there are any, that they had to scheme him open. Well, isn't that what Andy Reid does with
what the hell is scheming him open?
Yeah, that's called a play.
It's a play.
Everybody in that huddle runs the same play, and you try to scheme to get your guy open.
Yeah. What the hell is he talking about?
I guess maybe he doesn't get open on his own.
How the hell don't he get open on his own? That makes no freaking sense.
If you're open, you did it on your own. Unless an illegal pick was set.
He does not know how to get. Oh, okay. Well, whoever said that's a damn idiot.
Well, I asked for the weird phrase on the Salmon Brothers Diamond text line.
Whoever
so we got one.
Whoever said that's a damn idiot. But we'll continue.
First round's going to be populated mostly by wide receivers. That's going to be the position group.
Well, I mean, you got those three.
Seems like it.
You got those three. I think AD is going to probably get in the first.
Yep.
Leggett from South Carolina. Probably going to be a first.
Does Ladd sneak into the first late?
I think. If he gets in there, it'll be late.
Yeah.
What's the boy from Texas that ran the 4.2? Him.
Yeah.
I can see him maybe getting in. But I think – and then don't forget about Keon Coleman. From Florida State. He's a very good player. Had a great year after coming over from Michigan State, I'm sorry. So I can see six. There's going to be a lot of offensive linemen. But I just think that when you look at the receiver position, you got like Marvin Harrison. I know people are like, well, he didn't work out. So
who cares?
So
it doesn't matter.
Did you see him play?
Yeah.
Did you see him play?
Look at my tape, you know?
Yeah. Did you see him play?
Who has a bad pro day? It's been pretty rare, right?
Well, I mean,
especially
at the quarterback position.
Yeah.
You know?
You see that? He threw it 70 yards. Yeah, so what?
Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater had a bad one because he didn't wear the gloves.
Remember
Teddy's pro day?
Right, that's right.
Remember Teddy's pro day? Teddy was like, no, it's like.
Did I hear that Brady actually had a mediocre one or something?
I don't know about that, but all I know is that, yeah, remember Teddy had a bad one because Teddy didn't wear the gloves. He still snuck in there at the back end of the first round.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.